This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, to our United States Post Office bulk mail haulers hauling the mail wherever they're taking it to, thank you very much, and our suicide jockeys for hauling the gas and diesel to the gas stations. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us broadcasting, streaming right now when the show is going on live at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And, of course, when the show is done, then you'll hear the streaming all day long of the current show, the one that we've just finished. So that's a way that you can go there and always hear the program when you want to. So in the meantime, we have got, ready to go, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. He's the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. He's also the host of Military Matters. And good morning to you, Colonel Wright.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Cinco de Mayo, National Day of Prayer. We had quite a day.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll get to all that in a minute after we say the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United, States of America, and to the Republic. For which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice
for all.
And ladies and gentlemen, on this National Day of Prayer, we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And folks, because it is the National Day of Prayer, I'm reminded to be thankful to God in all things. And I'm also reminded that there's much to pray about. The world right now is on edge. We've gone through a pandemic. There are wars, a drawback epidemic right now, inflation, major political dysfunction. Also, marriages are under extreme pressure, and more children are growing up without a father. Now, there's also a spirited crisis, and Americans report an increasing sense of hopelessness. So please, take some time today to pray about these challenging times. And remember, the Bible says this, the prayer of a righteous person has great power. So remember to pray. God will hear you. And that's a promise. Okay, there we go, Mr. Colonel, sir.
Well, that's, as indicated, it all is a great connection, you know. It's a national day of prayer, but, you know, every day ought to be a day of prayer, just like we ought to celebrate our independence and our ongoing American Revolution to become a more perfect union every single day.
Well, you won't get any argument from me on that. Well, how about President Biden talking about MAGA, saying that it's the most extreme political organization in U.S. history?
Yeah, thereby insulting half the population of the United States. Unbelievable. I also enjoyed the tete-a-tete, the back and forth, and it's always entertaining, but it's pretty good, between his spokeswoman, the soon-to-be mega mouth for the left-wing media, and Peter Ducey calling out Joe Biden for talking about and actually calling the fetus and referring to it as a baby.
Yeah.
That was interesting. So, yeah.
Well, there was a
mouse disease. Sometimes he says something right, and he does it accidentally.
There was a video in 2006 that Fox has been playing quite a bit, where Joe Biden actually sat there and made sense as a devout Catholic about abortion and about why there shouldn't be pretty much at will for sale abortions. And they were playing that yesterday quite heavy.
Yeah, and they cover the fact that, you know, then Senator Joe Biden came out quite adamantly and says, hey, he actually said that Roe v. Wade is not the way. It shouldn't have been done that way, just like Ruth Bader Ginsburg did the year before she passed away.
Yep.
Arguing that it should have been left to the states, and it should have been done by an amendment to the Constitution, which would have needed the states to ratify that, and not by an edict by nine justices as it was in 1973, wrongly. So that's pretty stunning. But as Fox has pointed out and other networks have pointed out, nobody's asking President Biden about, hey, you said this, except for guys like Peter Ducey, and he has to do it secondhand through his spokeswoman.
Yeah, exactly, because he's not going to say anything, unless, of course, Ducey yells out at him and Biden stops and says something back, but we'll
see.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's a good one for you. California's Governor Newsom says that California could become an abortion sanctuary state.
Well, I don't know who that is a winning message with. In fact, as you look at that, you know, I noticed you look at statistics, no surprise to anybody. For the second year in a row, California has experienced a decrease in its population, which, of course, adds to the us. And maybe 10 years from now, Florida will outnumber California and New York even more with our electoral power vote, and we will remain red.
Bye.
We hope.
All right, hold that thought, folks. I'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. Here's where I'm going to be, and here's where the Colonel's going to be at lunchtime.
Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
You betcha. Can't wait to be there for lunch today. Going to be a great day again, as usual. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan at the flagship store there at 1954 Newport Richey, asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan certified or pre-owned. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers in the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, because Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, they also get customers from up and down the East Coast, especially the upper Midwest, and from as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. And yesterday, I took a little drive on up to Newport Richey and had an opportunity to shake hands with a guy from Smyrna, Georgia, who stopped by and picked up a vehicle and mentioned my name. So naturally, when I was told about it, I said, okay. I went up there, I shook his hand, and there you go. One of our listeners up there, and his name is Dave. So, Dave, thanks very much for having the confidence in me as what I told you about Moss. And he's as happy as a lark right now with his new vehicle. He bought a new Frontier. Now, it all starts, folks, with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection there at Moss either, with over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, accessories you could want. Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price. You know that. So take advantage, upgrade your ride now, and you'd be surprised what you might be able to get for what you have that you're driving. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal offered to them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store at 1954 Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming in July, Brooksville, Florida, the all-new Moss Nissan. Boy, you are going to want to check that store out. It's a beauty. I was there Saturday and took a look at the construction that's going on. Now, you can find out more about them online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because Moss Nissan's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
You and I are going to be having lunch together at a place of our choosing, right?
Lunch is always a pleasure, but lunch with the Captain and Mitch's Cafe, it's making me hungry thinking about it, especially when you advertise it. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that, as always.
And the Captain's Club sandwich makes it, too.
Well, there you go.
I've been thinking about that all night long ever since I started talking about it. All right.
Oh, I know.
All right. Well, we had a couple of interesting things that came out of the woodwork yesterday. One of them was the fact that we now know that we had our U.S. intel is, you know, I've been wondering, and so have you, we've had a lot of chats about how the Ukraine has been able to take out these Russian generals, right?
Right.
Well, our U.S. intel that we're giving to them has helped them pinpoint these generals. I believe they've taken four of them out. Six have been shot at, two of them wounded, four of them killed.
Yeah, and then some of those that are not successful in Vladimir's eyes have been removed by him. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that is a good thing. Not everything the administration has done in Ukraine has been for the worse, and I'm still looking for, the longer-term thing, because we are starting, as you pointed out earlier in the show, we're starting to pay a price, and it's beyond just that economic price, which will get worse the more this is protracted, but our military stockpiles. And you specifically pointed out about our Javelin missile stockpiles being depleted, which is for the good for Ukraine and making sure that we have an outcome that is favorable for, I think, the world in Russia's war with Ukraine. But it's something that we need to be concerned about, because we don't have a lot of money to rebuild that stockpile that's been depleted. So it's something that folks need to be mindful of.
Now, the president went to Troy, Alabama, to the Lockheed Martin Javelin missile plant the other day. And Senator Tommy Tuberville yesterday told us that the U.S. is halfway through one of the Javelin stockpiles.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right, Captain. And that should be a cause of concern. And it's just, and it's not just the Javelin. That's just a very noble one, because that's one along with some of our drone technology that has played a big role, some of which is not as known and just coming to light now. I understand that, and I have confirmed that I haven't kept up with a lot of the latest Soviet technology like I used to very carefully, but the Soviet T-90M is premier tank. It was destroyed by the Ukrainians. I haven't confirmed whether that was done with Javelin missiles or what. Might have been several of those, but that's a good news story, and it's proof of our technology. And the more this goes on, both the way that the Russians have poorly executed this war, showing that they are not very well trained, but maybe they're not as equipped as well as what they have portrayed themselves to be. That's good for us. It's good for the free world, and it's good for the West. There are some silver linings out there. Got to look for those always, even in all the bad news we hear every day.
Yeah, well, the other thing is that I remember when Vladimir Putin was talking about, or somebody was talking, I think it was Putin, about declaring war if they didn't have a resolution with Ukraine by May the 9th, they were going to declare war. Well, all of a sudden, people in Russia and the government are saying, No, that's not true. There will be no war declaration by May the 9th.
Yeah, and they're talking about May 9th being a V-Day for them, which is very curious. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. You know, it may be to the better if Putin just tries to gloss over, as he has internally in Russia to say, hey, well, we got what we want, but we're done, is kind of a background way of saying, hey, we can't afford to wage this war anymore. It's killing us. We're losing it. Of course, you won't ever say that, but to declare a victory and say, hey, we're done, we won, the West lost, the Ukrainians lost, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But I don't know. Between now and the 9th of May, 4 days from now, yeah, I'm curious to see how that's portrayed both in the information war and on the ground.
And by the way, Colonel, we're starting to put together an all-star crew that will be in attendance at Mixon's today. There's George Godfather's chiming in saying good morning, and he's saying that he'll be there for lunch, too. So Jeff,
all right.
And Jeff and,
all right.
And Jeff and Sarasota will be there. So we'll have the voice behind the voice.
Well, that's good. Yeah, as if you needed any more reasons to want to be there for lunch, that just ensures it.
Yeah, George the Godfather. You folks, you got to come out and meet the Godfather, and then you'll know what we're talking about. Now, the other thing is, and this is important because of the fact that a federal judge refused yesterday to order New York State to hold its congressional and state senate primaries this spring using district maps that were declared unconstitutional by New York State judges, saying that a legal effort by Democrats to revive the maps looked unlikely to succeed.
Yeah, and for all the talk that the left has had about like Florida redistricting and other and Texas redistricting and things like that, to do that and have it called out, and it was so obvious the problems with the districting there. So it's that should not be a surprise to anybody, and they'll make hay out of it. Out of that, but yeah, that'll be interesting to see how it plays out, because you got to move forward with the elections, but you got to do it the right way. Mm-hmm. And in Florida, I think we're working through that, and I think in the end, what'll be put forward here in the state of Florida will meet judicial muster, and we'll be able to move forward, and we'll have the solid elections that we're able to have, and as long as guys like you and me. And others out there, like Defend Florida, keep a close eye on things. I think we'll be just fine.
Do you remember the fence they put around the Capitol after the January 6th insurrection?
Yeah, hard to forget. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that same fence has magically appeared again, going up around the Supreme Court. They're saying, here's the headline, get this, massive fence goes up around Supreme Court as justice cancels all public appearances amid the protests.
Well, is this fence to protect against the half of America's population that Biden talked about, or is this to protect against the real radical wild crazies on the left that are all gathering out there?
I don't know, but are you going to stick around for another segment?
I'd be happy to, Captain.
Hold on, my friend. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, too. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And don't forget, I will see you at Mixon's Roadside Cafe today, 11:30 to 1:30 for lunch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
In 2019, there were over 625,000 abortions in America. Pro-life people see the cruelty in this procedure. Pro-abortion people claim their body, their choice. Without mentioning how many lives could be saved if abortion rules are moved to the state level, President Biden is putting the abortion topic on President Trump supporters as extremists.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Donald Trump Jr. appeared Tuesday before the mostly partisan House committee investigating January 6. Reports from the interview say it was largely uneventful. The interview lasted about 3 hours and was described as very cordial. It should be noted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi created the House Select Committee last year and refused some Republican leaders to be on the committee. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN. You betcha. And we want to thank WUSX, our latest affiliate up there in the Delmarva area. And hello to all you folks up there listening to us. And yes, we are talking right through Joe Biden's back window on both his cottage that he's got on the water and his house up there, too. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. You know, Mike Lindell and MyPillow have been offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products for about 3 weeks now. Now it's time to join with the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Because right now, you can get the buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow bed sheets. Yep, that's right, the Giza sheets and the Giza Elegance MyPillows. Those are the fancy pillows, as well as the six-piece towel sets and the bath towels. They actually fit you. How about that? Instead of having a bath towel that doesn't fit a pretty good-sized person like me, and the roll-and-go-anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. 14 different items, by the way. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN, or get them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. And guess what? You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Just call 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. Yep, that's right. The promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. All right, back to our friend, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and good morning again, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
We've got Mary on the telephone. Let me go see what's on her mind. Okay there, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I was just wondering, since we're all spending hours and hours listening about Ukraine or the Supreme Court, I've learned that when the news cycle seems to focus on an incident for a long period of time, I think I've learned to wonder what else is going on somewhere else.
That's why I have a radio show and talk about other stuff.
Well, did you talk about all these fires in these chicken and poultry and turkey farms?
I have before, but I haven't recently.
Well, I think there's been like 20 fires in 28 states in the past 2 months. And that kind of sounded fishy to me. I was just wondering what you thought about
that. No, it's not fishy. It's chickenry.
It's coloring. Culling of the herd. Culling of the food supply. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Mary. Well, you know, Colonel, I used to be an arson investigator. That was one of the things I was trained to do. And unless I actually saw the fire and had a chance to walk through what was there and examine evidence, I can't really speak with any authority on that. But I do know that when you get a rash of fires, like let's say you had a rash of automobile dealers that suddenly caught fire, right? You had like 10 or 12 of them in an area.
Right.
I would be a little bit suspectful of that. Chicken plants, I do know that a lot of what they do, the wiring is questionable. You've been in a purveyor, right?
Yeah, I mean, I came down from Georgia, and of course, chickens are big here in Florida too, but they were huge up there in Georgia, so yeah. And even in Kansas, we had chickens galore, so yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of times, a lot of the wiring is questionable, and some of the power out or power draw that they put on the different lines are way over what they're supposed to be, and things don't meet code, and people get paid not to see this and that when they come in to do inspections, and you know, a lot of that could be some of that, but then again, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the suggestion is because, yeah, it could be a natural thing like that. I think you're right because, you know, especially the large-scale producers, there's a lot of pressure. You have to run a lot of electricity through there, one, to keep the lights on and produce more, to produce eggs and poultry. And that may be part of it. Of course, some suspect that it might even be some petatites or some anti-animal cruelty folks that might be behind that. And then, of course, as an insurance investigator, you always worry, especially in the car dealerships and all that, it might be somebody trying to make good better because sales aren't going very good, that collecting insurance is a better profit incentive than it is selling poultry or selling automobiles. So I honestly don't know what to make of that. But I think to the caller's point, yeah, we do need to be careful. And I don't think it's necessarily nefarious. I mean, you focus on a news story of the day, and it does that. And it's not always somebody trying to, say, hey, never mind the man behind the curtain. Sometimes it really is a focus on there and do that. But we do need to be mindful, as you are in your show and others are. And if it comes to light on other things, you do that. But it's not always a nefarious thing. But, yeah, somebody needs to watch the other stories as they're going on because as they're important, we do. But, yeah. There's always things, and that's why we have watchdogs like yourself and others to make sure that we stay ahead of what everybody else is paying attention to and 24 hours ahead of the news cycle.
Yeah. Now, John Durham is continuing his prosecution of the Hillary Clinton proxy, Michael Sussman, and yesterday delivered some big news on that front to set the table some weeks ago. Hillary for America, that was the campaign for Hillary, and Fusion GPS tried to intervene in the trial by arguing that documents that Durham had requested were covered by the attorney-client privilege. Now, that, of course, was a laughable notion, given that Sussman had previously denied that he was working for anyone when he took the false Russian conspiracy theory about Alpha Bank and Donald Trump to the FBI. Well, the mistake he made was when he went to the CIA with it and lied about it over there. So now we got you on not one lie, but two. And those are felonies. This guy can really go away for a long time. Now, further documented evidence exists of Fusion GPS admitting they hired Sussman to do political research, not to offer legal advice. And his attorney shared a post on social media that perfectly encapsulated the whole situation. So, whammo bammo, gotcha, Mr. Sussman. But there may be some other people in the mix here that we haven't heard about yet, and we're about to find out, I think.
Yeah, the discussion you had earlier on the show, I think, that was news to me. I knew that was kind of cooking because, you know, about a year ago, you know, last year seemed pretty disparaging and disheartening for those of us on the right because, you know, it was post January 6th and all that coming out right here. And we started to question the faith about the Durham report and said, what the heck are you doing? When are you going to do something? But now it looks like things are happening there and those with patients. But, yeah, what you talked about earlier with those genuine whistleblowers that are in the know that I think are going to be irrefutable. And I think that this may be a case where the dominoes, once they start to fall, will fall very rapidly. And the truth will be known as many of us. Some of us with more mm-hmm. patience than others have been waiting out on this. So wait and see.
Well, Durham set a trap, and Sussman and Hillary's cronies walked right smack dab into it. And now, of course, a decision has been made on the documents in question, and that delivers a big initial victory to the prosecution.
Agree. Absolutely.
Yep. So we'll see what happens, because this is a fluid situation that's moving along as we speak. So we'll see what happens. Now, you know, when you deal with a lot of different political stuff, you always have to think about the people that are proposing new legislation and why. And I'll make this quick because I got a minute. Marco Rubio has proposed new legislation to go after the big corporations that have come out and said, well, we'll cover the expenses for our employees seeking abortions and whatever just paying for it. Well, that's a deduction for them when they do that. You know that, right?
Yes, yes.
So Rubio's going to get rid of the deduction. He's proposed legislation.
Yeah, and that's good. And that's on a couple fronts. One, Rubio right there. I'm with him. I'm tracking on. I think on this issue, Marco's been on the money. Others not, but this one for sure. And then, you know, the folks up in on the similar front up in Wisconsin about what occurred there and what's going on there, having to do with the money and its impact and the funding of elections. I think this stuff is important and will make significant differences. And, you know, to the caller calling earlier, these are stories that aren't getting much attention as the Ukraine and the Roe v. Wade leak decision, but these things are important. And you're talking about them. You and I are talking about them. So
sure.
There you go.
All right, well, Colonel, here comes the music. I look forward to seeing you today at Mixon's Groveside Cafe for lunch from 11:30 to 1:30. Stop by, folks. You can meet the Colonel, meet myself, meet George the Godfather, and Jeff from Sarasota will be there. How about that?
All right, see you then, Captain.
Thank you very much, my friend. Okay, that's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We appreciate him so much. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What's up with all the food processing plant fires and explosions? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Brown's Coffee, this year alone, 17 food processing plants have either caught fire or exploded or both. Also, logistics centers such as the Walmart Distribution Center in Indianapolis went up in flames in March, along with other huge facilities as well. Please don't try to label me as a conspiracy theorist, but 17 food processing centers burned up or exploding this year alone? A month ago, and recently again, regime figurehead Joe Biden spoke of coming food shortages. Let's not forget that many U.S. farmers were forced by the bullying Biden regime to destroy their crops last year. This year, while the world watched the media focus on Putin's effort to invade Ukraine and allegedly cleaning out human trafficking tunnels there, Bill Gates has been buying up massive acreages of U.S. farmland along with China. Some, including yours truly, believes the government that can impeach the 45th president of the United States based upon a series of lies knowingly is capable of any atrocity imaginable, including harming our food supplies. I say prepare now for the worst possible scenario, for it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. I'm Ron Edwards.
sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, and let's not forget, Constitutional Grounds, that's the delicious hot coffee that's roasted and smoother, richer, healthier, and a whole lot less acidic than most other coffees. Constitutional Grounds, of course, has a delicious taste that many are raving about. Many of you in the audience have already bought the coffee, and you know what's going on. So there you go. Now, the other thing is, of course, I have it in my iced coffee right here, so I'm going to do this. Oh, boy, is that good. I like drinking iced coffee at night. Now, simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display at the website, theronedwards.com. That's theronedwards.com, and you can order right there, right off the website. Constitutional Grounds, remember, is the coffee you want in your cup. And one more little reminder before I go to the telephone line. This final segment, of course, our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Many of you around the country have done business with Dominic's Blinds and Decor because you know that all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh in Sarasota, one of the golden gems of Sarasota. They've been in business a number of years, and they are simply the very best at what they do. And if you want it done right the first time, get a hold of our good friend Jill and the gang there at the store by calling them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. So give them a call. 941-922-2345. And if you're up there in Kalamazoo, or you're up there in Timbuktu, or you're out there in Seattle or whatever, and you need something, give them a call at 941-922-2345. They'll be more than happy to help you via the U.S. mail or USPS or UPS or whoever. All right, let me go back to the phone line because Mary forgot something, I think. Okay, what'd you forget?
Well, I did. It's different when you're listening to commercials when you're on hold versus the radio. But right after the other guest left, Ron Edwards came on with a moment speaking to the fires on the farm.
I did that on purpose.
Well, thank you very much. Bird flu is the reason that they're going to blow out there for everybody to believe. Okay. It's just not believable to me. The fact that they try to destroy the food supply is believable to me, considering how they want to kill a lot of people on Earth, the World Economic Forum crowd. You see? Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mary. By the way, you guys are going to be the first to hear this. This is my good friend Chris Markowski. Let's see if I can get this to play. Hopefully I will.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Way to go, Chris. I asked him to make me one of those, and he did. All right, that's 22 years of radio, and Chris and I have been chasing each other around since day one of his radio career, and actually mine, too, because we got started at the same radio station down there in Sarasota, 1280 WTMY, and then we followed the general manager there over to a station that she bought with her brother in Bradenton, and then we followed each other over to the flagship station in Sarasota, WSRQ, and then we followed each other up to a station here in Tampa, and then I went my way and he went his way, and then we wound up together again over here at my flagship station for a while until he decided for some reason to move up to New York again. Holy smokes. But I know what it was. He wanted to get up there by the stock market because that's what he does. All right. Now, speaking of stocks and some other stuff here, how about the stock market yesterday taking a shot in the arm and jumping up, what, 923 points or something like that? And let's see here. The S&P soared 2.99%, with all 11 sectors ending the day in the green. The NASDAQ, which was down more than 20% from its November highs, jumped 3.19%. The market, in other words, heard Chairman Powell's press conference as an all-clear signal. And, of course, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 923 points to end the day up 2.81%. Now, it lifted every stock on the big board. And I can't say so that's done very much by anybody. But it was done yesterday. And we'll see what happens. We'll see if it continues. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But still, the Fed, of course, announcing that they were raising their target by half a percentage point, the most in 22 years. Nobody knew how that was going to be received. But apparently the people and the investors received it as of the first step in trying to get inflation under control. We'll see. Personally, I don't think it's enough. And I don't think they can do enough to try to control what's going on here, because everything is contingent to the price of oil. Everything. And for anybody out there that wants to argue that point, you have no clue what you're talking about. The transportation of getting products from point A to point B, all the different things that are involved, it just takes an awful lot to do. Now, today, of course, is the National Day of Prayer. And, of course, I'm reminded to be thankful to God and all the things that are done and have been done. And I'm also reminded that there's much to pray about, because the world, folks, is on edge. We've gone through a pandemic. There's wars, a drug epidemic, inflation, and a major political dysfunction going on in this country right now today. And marriages, of course, are under extreme pressure, and more children are growing up without fathers. There's also a spirited crisis, and Americans report an increasing sense of hopelessness. So please, folks, this is the time, this is the place, this is the effort. Take some time today to pray about these challenging times. And remember what it says in the Bible. The prayer of a righteous person has great power. So remember to pray. God will hear you. And that's a promise. I'll guarantee you that one. Well, today, coming up, 11:30 to 1:30, I'll be at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon Fruit Farms building down there on 27th Street, 2525 27th Street East, over there just south of Tropicana Foods. Stop on in there. They got great food, great sandwiches, and I can speak with personal experience on the Captain's Club. It is a sandwich of sandwiches. It's the breakfast of champions. How's that? I made myself hungry all night long thinking about it, too, by the way. All right. I'll see y'all today down there in Bradenton from 11:30 to 1:30. And for the rest of you out there across the country, I'll see you tonight, 2 a.m., with more of Tomorrow's News Tonight. Have a great day. God bless America. I'll see you later, guys.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.